We found a tutorial guild about a quarter mile from where we'd killed the hoarder. Her body had only dropped a single piece of loot, a scrap of paper called a neighborhood map. It didn't disappear when I looted it, and Donut was able to grab one for herself. The moment I touched it, about a square mile of my mini-map automatically populated. I could zoom out and see all the red dots in the area. There were hardly any now. A couple of rooms with white dots appeared, and upon closer inspection, they were all tutorial guilds, all with Mordecai inside. Other than Donut, there weren't any other blue dots visible in this area. There was, however, the X of a corpse on the very edge of the giant neighborhood square, right on the edge of the main corridor. This X was different. It was twice the size and pulsing. I hovered over it, and it said,
"Corpse of Crawler Rebecca W., Level 3.
I didn't know how long she'd been there, or how she'd died, but she'd been killed less than 200 meters from the safe room.
"Let's go loot her corpse,"
Donut said, the moment she saw it on her map. I want to talk to Mordecai first. I noted the location of the closest tutorial guild, and we angled over there. We opened the door to the guild to find Mordecai on his cot, asleep. He had that photo of his brother cradled in his rat arm, and a pile of empty bottles littered the floor. The upset urn had been fixed, and the ashes all cleaned up.
So, explain these bosses to me.
I fingered the chain wrapped around my right fist.
There are 6 main types of bosses.
We had just woken Mordecai, and I could smell the alcohol on his breath.
Neighborhood, borough, city, province, country, and floor bosses. There are also others, but those are called elites. You won't need to worry about them just yet.
So that thing we just fought was the most common type of boss?
Yes, and now you'll know how to recognize their lair. It'll probably be pretty obvious to you from now on. The neighborhood bosses are the easiest to kill and easiest to find.
Easy. My now-healed legs and fist still ached with phantom pain. The one we fought, she was obviously a person from our world. Is it always going to be like that? I hadn't understood a word the woman was saying, and I was glad for it. I already had enough trouble sleeping.
No, not always. There will be a lot of, recycling from previous iterations of the game. Some will be human stock, but most won't be. Even human from this world. Or they will be human, but it won't be as obvious.
It was quite the disappointing battle. A bronze boss box? That deserved a legendary, at least.
All bosses drop persistent loot, and their corpses stay there for any crawler to pick it up. A neighborhood boss will drop a neighborhood map, as you've discovered. Higher bosses will drop other public items, which I'm not allowed to tell you about yet. But the ones who actually kill the boss also receive an achievement and a boss box. Bronze for neighborhood, silver for borough, and so forth. Also, as you can now see, there's a bronze star after your name in all notifications. You'll get a star after each boss you kill.
Are there harder bosses on this level? It's not exactly fair. Most of us can level up, but we don't get anything out of it until we can distribute the points.
The first 3 levels won't have any of the province, country, or floor bosses, but there are some powerful bosses out there. They're meant to be taken on by larger groups than just 2 crawlers. You can't run from most boss fights, not on the early floors, so be careful.
Okay, I'm opening my boxes.
I had 15 achievements and 7 boxes to open, including that boss box and the gold crowd control box. Donut grunted with annoyance at all the torches and pet biscuits.
Is it normal, this number of achievements?
It's not normal to get that legendary box you did. But the first 3 floors are designed to drown you in low-tier loot and achievements and beginner skills. By the time you have to choose a class, you should have a good idea what's going to work for you. Once you hit the fourth floor, the achievements are harder to come by.
A spell book!
Donut had just opened her bronze boss box. I didn't have time to read the description before she glowed, indicating she'd already applied it to herself.
What is it?
Little one, you really must examine these items before you equip or apply them.
It's a stupid spell!
It's a very useful spell. She just learned a spell called Torch. It makes a curl of light follow you around. The more she uses it, the more powerful it'll become.
It's a good spell.
I pulled up my notifications. I was awash with odd skills, like a skill level increase in dumpster diving and jump attacking. One was particularly interesting.
You've gained a skill level! Iron Punch, level 3. When simple brutality isn't enough.
Newsboy cap not included.
With a skill like this, you can always find work as a 1920s street tough or a collection agent for a bookie. War gauntlets and lumpers will protect your hands and enhance your punching damage without losing your bare knuckle bonus. Each level of this skill increases the enhanced fist damage bonus by an additional 10%.
If I was going to utilize my bare knuckle skill, I really needed to find something to protect my fists. Breaking my fingers every time I punched something was not a good long-term plan. My lower-tier boxes were all crap. The last three were more interesting.
Bronze Boss Box, 5 out of 7. Tome of Wisp Armor. Silver Goblin Box, 6 out of 7. Stick of Dynamite, x5. Lighter. Satchel of Gunpowder. Gold Crowd Control Box, 7 out of 7. Enchanted Spiked Knee Pads of the Shade Knoll Riot Forces. Scroll of Confusing Fog, x3. Potion of Iron Skin, x5.
That tome is a good find, but it costs 5 mana to cast it, and you only have 3 right now. I would hold on to it until you decide what your build is going to be. It's quite valuable. Or give it to the princess.
I'll take it.
Donut looked up at me. She didn't even know what it was yet. I read the spell's description.
Wisp Armor! Cost 5 mana. Target, self only. Duration, 5 minutes plus 1 minute per level of spell. Requires 5 minute cooldown. Surrounds your body with tendrils of light. While ineffective against physical attacks, this spell negates 75% of incoming damage from magic-based attacks. Provides temporary immunity to mind control effects. Higher skill levels increase both effectiveness and duration. It also makes you look all wispy and ethereal and druid-like. A great spell to have if you're a club kid or trying to bang a vegan.
A magic protection spell. That would be useful. I'd hold on to it for now. The scroll of confusing fog filled the room with a mist that only the mobs could see, and the iron skin potion raised my physical armor by 100% for 5 minutes. The real prize was the knee pads. While it wasn't pants, I was happy to finally have something to put on my legs. I pulled them out of my inventory and examined their properties.
Enchanted Spiked Knee Pads of the Shade Knoll Riot Forces adds 10% damage reflect to all equipped armor. Cancels all momentum-based attacks. Made of skin and fur and the spiky things from the back of thorn cadavers, these knee pads are both good protection and they're stylish. Stylish, that is, if your knees are cosplaying as hedgehogs.
The knee pads were built like slip-on knee bracers, so I pulled my feet through each one and pulled them up. They appeared much too small, but they magically adjusted. The spikes were thin, needle-like. Each spear was about 8 inches long. They were retractable and appeared to only magically pop themselves out when needed. I hoped I wouldn't end up skewering my hand if I reached down to scratch my legs.
Remember when I said you looked ridiculous before?
Donut looked me up and down.
Mordecai, darling, is there a worst dressed award for the dungeon?
Actually, yes. Sort of. after the main episode tunnels, a hosted special comes on where a couple commentators discuss the state of the game. They usually do a segment on weird things happening in the dungeon. They do a lot of contestants' profiles and such. Sometimes when people win boss fights, they'll pull them out of the game for 10 minutes to do an on-camera interview. The show is almost as popular as the official program, though they'll never let you watch this one.
Donut's eyes got big as saucers.
They interview people? Carl, we need on that show. Make it happen!
That's not how this works, Donut, and you know it. And besides, I'm not your agent.
No, you're not. Miss Beatrice is my agent, and once we reunite with her, she'll make sure I get on that show. But she's halfway around the world. I figure we'll have to wait until the 5th or 6th floor before the dungeon shrinks enough for us to find her. I really hope we don't have to wait much longer than that.
I exchanged a look with Mordecai. Sure. Now, let's get back out there.